Chapter 17. Lexi squinted through the binoculars she had trained on the entrance to the applesauce factory. The squinting, combined with the glare of the sun, was giving her a headache, and she was beginning to wonder if Louis and Sal were ever going to leave. She felt a flurry of relief, chased by a pang of nervousness, when she saw their black SUV finally coming up the entrance driveway. They're leaving.
Let's wait until they've gone down the road a ways. We don't want them to see us going into the factory in the rear-view mirror, Nance advised from the passenger seat.
Lexi started the engine and let it idle, handing the binoculars to Ruth in the back seat, who trained them on the road.
Okay, hit it, Ruth said after a few seconds, and Lexi pulled out onto the road, heading toward the factory, her heartbeat picking up speed the closer she got.
She drove straight to the place where they'd seen the two thugs and Simone go into the building and park the car.
I guess this must be the door.
Ruth pointed to a rusted metal door set into the concrete block building. Lexi tried the knob. It turned. She opened the door and peered inside. It's kind of dark in here. Do either of you have a flashlight? Lexi turned to see Nance rummaging in her purse.
You're bringing your purse in? Wouldn't it be easier to just leave it in the car?
Oh, no, dear. I bring this everywhere. You never know when you might need something.
Like this flashlight,
she said, producing a small round cylinder from the depths of her bag. Lexi turned it on and aimed the light into the building. The inside was covered in years of dust and dirt. Several thin windows let streaks of light in at the end of the building, which was one large room with several offices sectioned off to the side. Lexi stepped in. It was hot inside and smelled like mildew and old dirt.
Let's start in the offices over here.
Nance's voice beside her made her jump. Okay. Be careful of those boards. Lexi trained the flashlight on the various loose boards and piles of sheetrock that littered the floor, as Nance navigated the area with a vigor that belied her age. The three of them went into the first office, which had a rusty metal desk, some filing cabinets, and chairs.
This office has been used recently, Ruth said as she squatted down level with the desk. There's no dust on the surfaces.
Nance opened the filing cabinet, and Ruth started poking in the desk drawers, while Lexi held the flashlight up to illuminate the room for them.
What are we looking for, anyway?
Lexi asked, as a dust mote flew up her nose, causing her to sneeze violently.
I'm not sure exactly. Anything that has to do with the case. I think we'll know when we see it. Once we find something, we can get out of here and hand it over to Jack and let the police handle the arrest.
Lexi alternated between pointing the flashlight at Ruth and Nance. She was busy directing the beam into a drawer that Ruth was inspecting when she heard the sound of a rusty door hinge from Nance's direction.
Bingo!
Lexi turned her attention in the direction of Nance's voice. Her grandmother was standing in front of a metal locker, the open doors revealing a cache of guns inside. But instead of the look of accomplishment she expected to see, Nance's face looked surprised, her eyes wide.
Uh-oh,
Nance said, looking at something behind Lexi. Lexi's heart jerked. She whirled around to see what was behind her, but her vision was obstructed by a large, beefy hand with dark, hairy knuckles coming toward her face. Before she could react, her nose and mouth were covered by something soft and sweet-smelling. Struggling to breathe, she kicked out at her assailant. Then, everything went dark.